Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
I don't need to tell you the war for talent is heating up, and South African companies are facing increasing pressure to attract and retain skilled employees. And one key strategy that is gaining traction are flexible benefits. So gone are the days when a standard salary package was enough. Today's workforce, particularly high demand professionals, want options tailored to their individual needs, from work-life balance, which is obviously important these days, to financial incentives and wellness benefits. But here's my question: how do companies design benefit structures that not only attract top talent, but also keeping them engaged is critical as well? I'm going to talk now to Lindiwe Sebeshu, Master Reward Specialist and Executive Committee Member at the South African Reward Association. Lindiwe, a very warm welcome to you. So why are flexible benefits becoming such a key factor in attracting skilled workers?
Thank you, Jeremy. We really appreciate the opportunity as the South African Reward Association. Yes, flexibility and choice has become quite a thing for talent. And this is really about making sure that we don't assume a one-size-fits-all approach to the way that we offer remuneration and benefits. So what's happening is a lot of people have started really appreciating that the packages they get from their employers include benefits, and those benefits really need to talk to their needs. So what we are finding is more and more employees, as they become aware of these benefits, are looking at which of these benefits can really align to their life stage, can really talk to the needs that they have. Are they young people, or are they people close to retirement and therefore would need to structure benefits that talk to wherever they are in their life stage, so that they really get the most value out of those benefits?
When it comes to the demand for flexible benefits, are we talking about all skills, all talent, or are there specific sectors, I wonder, to which this is more applicable to? And I guess add to that question, which age group or age demographic is more demanding about that flexibility?
Generally, the younger employees, because they're also more employed. But let's not underestimate the wisdom of the older employees as well. I think the older employees, as they get towards retirement, for instance, looking at their retirement benefits, are most likely to start thinking about whether they have saved enough for retirement, and therefore look at whether companies are providing them flexibility, for instance, to increase their retirement saving contributions as they get closer to retirement. The younger workers obviously think about the short-term needs. For instance, they would like, to save, yes, for towards retirement, but maybe at a contribution rate that's, aligned to their need for short-term or higher short-term, net pay flexibility. So it's across the spectrum, Jeremy. We've got five generations working in the workforce right now. And it is prudent for employers to understand the needs of those generations and structure their benefits accordingly.
All right. So that's the theory or the philosophy behind it. Are you able to tell me what the most popular flexible benefits are that employees are looking for?
Jeremy, it varies. So, yes, we've come particularly from a very big focus on flexible work arrangements. But we are now seeing, as we've just said, on the core benefit side, if you look at retirement benefits, a one-size-fits-all contribution approach towards retirement is no longer working. So employees are looking at how can they have different contribution options, health and wellness benefits. So medical aid is not the only approach that employers can provide for their employees. So there are different, structures of health insurance, for instance, that could be provided as an alternative to the traditional medical aid. There are other benefits like leave type benefits. For instance, there are employees that are now always looking at what leave provisions organizations have. So yes, there are basic conditions of employment act related leave provisions, but employees are also looking for things like sabbatical leaves type. They're looking at the amount of leave that's provided, for instance, from a paternity leave perspective. And this is not just maternity leave in terms of looking at just females. More and more younger employees are wanting to be involved in the raising of their children, and therefore they look at the provisions around paternity leave so that they can also as fathers contribute to the bringing up of their young families if they are at that stage where they are still building families. So it's a variety of benefits that the employer needs to be considerate of, and that's why we say it's very important to understand the profile of your people, their life stage, as well as their age, as you already mentioned.
I'm going to assume that companies are finding it difficult, though, to balance these customizable benefits that you talk about, but also keeping cost under control.
Absolutely. And that's why, as we said in our release, it's important to look at various factors. Make sure that your benefits don't then, or flexibility doesn't then, you know, mean administrative costs go up. In an ideal world, you would have a platform wherein your people can, within boundaries, obviously, manage their benefit flexibility to the extent that it doesn't then add cost to the administration thereof for you as an employer.
Is there empirical data which illustrates how benefits really contribute not only to retention, but also engagement? What have you noticed in that respect?
So a lot of companies do what we call engagement surveys, which is employee engagement surveys. And those are actually the feedback mechanisms that they can use to understand what would be valuable for their employees in terms of the benefit structures that they offer. And in most cases, we see that the level of engagement increases where employees are getting the benefits that they see as most valuable depending on their life stage. So there are quite a lot of engagement surveys. These differ, I must say, Jeremy, depending on the nature of the organization, but generally we see that engagement increases where the employee's total remuneration package allows for flexibility in a manner that also supports their overall well-being, because if that's taken care of, then their productivity, and as far as the work that they do, also improves.
Let me also suggest to you that given that we're not seeing parity in benefits anymore because flexibility is becoming important, it's critical for an organization to manage, I would imagine, either envy or resentment within the workforce, because some people could be seen to be getting a better deal than others, if you understand what I'm saying.
I definitely understand, Jeremy, and that's why at the end of the day, you still as an employer have to manage the overall cost of the total reward offering that you give to your employees. So this is all within a very well-defined total cost to company structure that you then must manage. Because ultimately, if employees are paid fairly and equitably relative to their total cost, what's within that then can be managed in line with the employee's needs. But obviously, the cost thereof is not different or shouldn't be different for work of equal value.
And that is a glimpse at the future world of work. Thank you very much indeed. I've been talking to Lindiwe Sebesho, Master Reward Specialist, Executive Committee Member at the South African Reward Association. I appreciate your time.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.